Welcome to the Millionaire Cookbook. I'm your host, Mohammed Sabri, and I'm looking to provide you with $1 million worth of value in a single podcast. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Millionaire Cookbook. This is episode 30, which is really cool to say. I started this podcast about a year ago. May 4th will be the 1 year anniversary. And it's been a ride since then. I'll save all the talk about the podcast, but it is pretty cool to enter the 30 episodes. So I just wanted to point that out. But as far as today, we're going to be talking about working out at home, because as far as where I live, and I don't really know what's going on in other parts of the world, but there are probably other people in the same situation as me. The gyms have once again closed due to some restrictions. And whether you agree with the restrictions, whether you don't agree with them, reality is the gyms are closed, and there's not much we can do about that at the moment. However, what we can do is take as much control of our own situation as we can. And by that, I mean making the most of what we got at the comfort of our own home, which I know it's very tough. I've been through the exact same thing. The very first lockdown when the pandemic first hit in March 2020, I didn't know what to do. I just stopped working out altogether, honestly. I was getting by the first month or so, but after that, it just wasn't working. I took a solid, like, I think 3 months off of working out, which it's not good. I don't want anyone else to repeat that same mistake as me. So this is why I'm making this exact podcast. So obviously since then, at least where I live, we are entering, I think, our third lockdown. I don't know. I've lost count at this point. But point is, I've obviously learned from that experience. I've been able to adapt to the situation accordingly. And quite frankly, I made the same amount of muscle gain progress as I would have at the gym. You know, obviously not strength wise, because I do need adequate equipment for that. But as far as what I had at home, yeah, my progress was going up. You know, I was still gaining weight, I was still gaining muscle. My accessory movements, especially when I got back to the gym, were better than before. And I actually did end up hitting some PRs in my main movements. So you most certainly can make progress at home. You just got to get creative. You just got to put your mind to it, and I'm going to teach you exactly everything you need to know in this podcast. So getting started, I do have 5 points here that is going to really help you out. Obviously, with these points, it's very, very general. Just take what you can from them and apply them to your own situation. So the first point I have over here, number one, is assess the situation you're in. And by that, I mean, you know, how long is this lockdown going to be for? Or how long do you anticipate it to be? Because if it's like a short-term thing, you know, a few weeks, a month max, you can get away with a couple workouts a week, body weight. If it's longer, then you're going to have to get a bit more creative type of thing. Another thing you want to assess is, what do you have at home? Do you have any equipment? There are people out there who, like me, very fortunately, I do have an adjustable dumbbell set, some bands, and a pull-up bar. Others have none of those things. Maybe they have one of those things, a couple of them. Some people have complete home gyms. No matter what, though, assess your situation and see how you can move forward from there. And all these points, they are pretty much intertwined with each other. So you're going to see, as I'm moving on to the next point, it's going to relate really well to, you know, all the future points as well as the points before it. So, yeah, first things first is obviously assess your situation. How long do you think this is going to go on for? What equipment do you have at home? And what exactly are your goals? Which brings me on to the second point, is set goals. Because obviously when we're at the gym, when we have every piece of equipment at our hands, we can power lift, we can bodybuild, we can do Olympic lifting, we can do conditioning work. you can do whatever you want just because of all the variety at the gym. But at home, I feel like people don't really set those goals. And I know I didn't at the start either. And you want to set goals based on, obviously, what you're working with at home after you assess the situation, as I mentioned in point number one. So by set goals, it's very important because I feel like a lot of people with the at-home workouts, they kind of just use it to get by as an alternative to just wait until the gym opens up, which is nothing wrong with that. But I feel like people can push themselves even further and make even more progress if they set goals. So in my instance, when the gym is open, my goal is powerlifting. I want to lift the most weight possible. I want to be as athletic as possible. I want to be as explosive as possible. And I want to portray to that sport, to that goal. However, at home, it's a bit different. So my goal at home is just a bodybuild. You know, just variety of movements, higher reps, slower tempo, focusing a lot on form, less about the explosiveness, the mind-muscle connection, you know, all that terms that bodybuilders use. That is what I set my goals for. And it applied to my situation, applied to the equipment I had at home, and it was great. So set goals for yourself. You know, maybe if you're like me and you do have a bit of equipment at home, maybe you can set your goals to be like bodybuilding. You know, it actually does help for strength training too. So if you are a strength athlete, it will definitely apply to you. Or maybe you're someone who, you know, you don't really do a lot of cardio at the gym, and maybe you want to use this time to finally do cardio. You know, at least where I live, the weather is starting to get a lot nicer. So you can definitely get that done, you know, go on runs outside, go on walks, bike rides. You know, even if you don't want to work out outside, you can get a killer cardio workout at home with zero equipment. There's so many options out there. You just got to get creative and just make the most of what you got. So yeah, that's number two, set goals for yourself. Set goals accordingly to your situation, set goals accordingly to what you're going to enjoy, and set goals accordingly to the equipment you have. So that's number two. Point number three is optimize your environment. And by that, I mean, think of it this way. A lot of people, myself included, the main complaint we have of working out at home versus working out at the gym is that the gym offers an environment that can't really be replicated at home. At home, you know, it's your safe zone, it's your comfort zone, it's where you might be studying, it's where you relax with your family, it's where you sleep, it's where you have your relaxation time. You can't really have that environment like at the gym, where you walk in and then in the building the only thing available is equipment. You know, you got your cardio equipment, you got your racks, barbells, dumbbells, machines, and on top of that, you're around other people that are also pushing themselves. So it's really easy to just zone in, have a good time, meet like-minded people, and push yourself and minimize distractions as much as possible. At home, it's extremely easy to get distracted. You know, someone else from your household, if you live with other people, with your family or whoever, they might distract you. Something that goes on in the house might distract you. You might find yourself wandering into another room, whatever it may be. Optimize your environment. And by that, I mean, try to work out in a place where, you know, you don't really do something. And by that, I mean, I know a lot of people, they might not have a lot of space, so they'll work out in their living room or their bedroom. I would try my best to just stay away from that if you have that option, just because when you walk into that bedroom, the first thing your brain tells you is, oh, it's time to sleep, it's time to lay down, it's time to relax. Or in your living room, that's where, you know, you just kick back, relax, spend time with your family, scroll on your phone, whatever. So try to find a spot in your home where it's only designated for workouts. For me, this happens to be in the storage room of my basement. The only time I ever go in there is to work out. So I know as soon as I'm in that area of the house, it's time to work out. You know, try to optimize your environment according to the space you have. If you don't have any space whatsoever, even if it's like the corner of a room somewhere, you know what, that's fine. However, this is just something to make sure that you completely optimize everything as far as home workouts go. So that's point number three. Point number four is to do what you know you can do. And by that, I mean, at the gym, you probably know that you can go multiple times per week, 3, 4, 5, 6 times per week. However, at home, that may be a bit more of a stretch. So, you know, start small. If you know 100% you can do 2 to 3 workouts a week at home, but you may or may not do 4 or 5, then just stick with the lower frequency. It's really all good, because consistency at the end of the day will trump inconsistency. Even if you are going more times a week, just staying consistent will keep you motivated, will keep you on track, will keep you on schedule, and will keep that momentum going. So do what you know you can do. Even as far as intensity goes, at the gym, you're probably very used to pushing yourself to your limit. And at home, maybe you're just going through the motion. That's perfectly fine. That's a lot better than just sitting around not doing anything. So do what you know you can do. If you know for sure you can only do 1, 2, 3 workouts a week, by all means, that's all good. You don't have to go every single day with your workouts. So there's not much to say about that. Just, do what you know you can do. And the last point, point number five, is to get creative and have fun with it. Because obviously, unless you have a full home gym setup, you are going to be limited. You're going to be limited with equipment, and you're going to be limited with the weight you have at your disposal. At the gym, you have a variety of equipment, and you have weight that can pretty much supply you your whole gym career. At home, that may not be the case. For me, for example, my dumbbells go up to 50 pounds, which is more than enough for a lot of exercises for my smaller muscle groups. So, you know, for my shoulders, I'm not going to be doing lateral raises that heavy. Bicep curls, tricep extensions, rear delt flies, stuff like that. It's enough weight. But you get to the bigger muscle groups, you get to, you know, dumbbell bench press, dumbbell rows, it gets a bit tougher. So you really got to get creative. For me, for instance, instead of doing dumbbell presses, because 50 for me is a bit on the lighter side for the exercise, what I did is stuff the dumbbells into a backpack, wear the backpack, and then I just go at it with the push-ups and different push-up variations. That's what I mean by you got to get creative. Or what I'll do if I do decide to dumbbell bench press is I'll wrap a band around my back, grip it with the dumbbells, and just like that, have more resistance. So you really just got to get creative. Think of different exercise variations that'll make the exercise as hard as they possibly can. Because you don't want resistance, you don't want to really half-ass the exercises or go extremely shy of failure. You know, 0 to 4 reps shy of failure is where you want to be. Anything more than that, and you're not really going to be getting adequate stimulus. You may be able to maintain at best, but you most likely won't be progressing. So get creative with the exercises, get creative with the variations, get creative with the way you perform them. Maybe you perform them slower with a pause, get creative with your workout routine. Just get creative and have fun with it, because, you know, at a time like this, with limited equipment, with limited weight, the creativity really has to come into play here. And obviously, just have fun with it. At the end of the day, you can still make amazing progress at home if you follow everything I said, which is assess your situation, set goals, optimize your environment, do what you know you can do, and get creative. But above all, if you're not having fun with it, then there's no way none of this is going to stick. So do make sure you are enjoying it to an extent. I know it may not be as fun as the gym, but it can still be something. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It is a quick one. I'm at 14 and a half minutes here. So hopefully I helped you guys out. If you guys do have any questions, I know this is a very general topic with the points I listed. So if you do have any specific questions, do feel free to hit me up on Instagram or whatever platform you have me as a contact, and I'll be sure to help you out. So yeah, with that being said, thank you so much for listening. Hope you got a lot of value out of this, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Take care. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. If you did, go ahead and subscribe on whatever platform you're using to listen, and I'll catch you guys next Monday.